I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Word of Mom Radio Network. This is your host, Tracy Timmons, and I'm here today with guest Kathy Terry. She is the founder of In Lieu, a social giving app that provides a way to donate to a cause and gift a friend or loved one in 60 seconds or less. She and her husband also own Austin's most famous burger chain, P. Terry's, and its sister restaurant, Taco Ranch. Kathy's mission to change the way we think about giving is a reflection of a lifetime of charitable giving and service. Her goal is simple, to make it easier for people to make the world a better place. Kathy and Patrick live in Austin, Texas, with their two children, Kate and Caroline. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm great, Tracy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was really interested to learn more about your app once we heard about you. It sounds like, you know, I know there's a lot of different apps out there and a lot of ways to transfer money and a lot of different ways to make donations now. Tell me exactly what In Lieu is. How is it different from some of those other apps?
Sure. So we are different because we've kind of bundled a couple different platforms. So instead of just donating directly in the app, you can also create a message, a personal message that you can send to a friend either via text, via email, or via tweet. So I basically wanted to create a space where you could make a donation in lieu of a gift and it be like in the moment, anytime, anywhere. Because before In Lieu, if you wanted to do that, the whole giving process was disjointed. You know, I would, if I wanted to donate in honor of a friend for a birthday, I would have to like go to that website, fill out a long profile, and in the honor, put her name. And, you know, I don't, you know, sometimes you don't get to put a message. And then I had no control over how that was delivered. I don't know if she got it via
right.
an email, if she got it in a letter 3 months later and thought it was junk mail and threw it away.
Right.
It just, right. So yeah. I was like, this is crazy that I can't make it more, one, more spontaneous, but also, you know, why I can't bring my friend along in my giving journey, especially if I'm wanting to support them.
Right.
So that's really the big difference between the rest of us. And also we, in the app, I didn't want you to get in the app and not be able to find the nonprofit that you wanted to support. So we are linked to GuideStar. So you can give to any nonprofit in the U.S. So you have access to 1.6 million nonprofits.
Oh, wow. That is cool. So it's kind of similar in concept. You know, I know a big thing that I've noticed lately is a lot of people for their own birthdays will set up, you know, I would like you for my birthday to give to this charity, and they can set stuff up. I've seen it on Facebook, but I'm sure there's other ways to do it. Like, this is what I want everybody to do. So this is sort of from the opposite end, though. Like, if you're my friend and I know that you support this charity and you maybe haven't thought to do that for your own birthday, but I'm like, this is something you would love as a gift for me to give a donation. Like, now I have the power to just sort of do that without having to go through what you were saying, you know, because I
exactly.
think when a person's doing that for their own birthday, they're taking the time to set up a whole thing and then make it easy to give this link to people. But they've actually done some work to make that happen because they've taken the time and energy to think about it. But now, and I know, you know, I personally am someone, I've really gotten to a point in my life where there's the kids that you can buy cute, fun gifts for, but mostly for adults, if there's ever a gift situation, I'm either trying to, you know, take them out to dinner or make a donation in their honor. Like, there's no point in buying stuff for people once they're grown-ups, I think.
Right. You know, well, like, and that's kind of, exactly, and that's where I got the idea. I was just kind of to come from a place of less stuff and more kindness because, you know, I'm fortunate enough that we have everything we do need, and my friends have everything they need. And so I was
right.
like, you know, how can I show my friendship and show my support and my gratitude in other ways besides a scented candle or flowers or, you know, just those small gestures? I mean, of course, I'm not saying that, you know, never give a gift, because I think there's a time and a place for a gift.
Oh, but absolutely.
But I just felt
yeah.
like, yeah, there's just not an opportunity to just, you know, do those proactive giving. Like you said, you know, when you create a birthday, you know, give on my birthday, you're basically asking for the request. So it's all, like, I feel like we're in a world of reactive donating, And there's no platform for proactive donating.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, I love that. I think that's great. So have you always wanted to be an entrepreneur, or did that all kind of happen by accident?
You know, it's so funny. I probably didn't even know what entrepreneur meant, you know, 20 years ago. It wasn't like, oh, I'm always going to work for myself. I'm always going to, you know, I want to build a business. I have all these visions. It was never like that. Like, I mean, for me, it's always been passion driven. And I feel like that's probably what entrepreneurs, all entrepreneurs are passion driven, of course. But for me, it was kind of a means to an end, because like in my 20s and 30s, I was very passionate about traveling. And so I just created a career to that would allow me to travel. So it was more of, that was my goal, was to travel. Right. And so how can I do that and still, you know, have a job, have an income, and do what I want to do? And then when I married my husband, he was really the visionary behind the restaurants. Mm-hmm. But it's so funny, he definitely has this knack for creating a concept that everybody else gets behind. Like, he is such a visionary. Like, he, you know, he creates these visions and we're all like, yeah, that's great. You know, he's like the Pied Piper and we're all like running around.
Right.
So for me, I was just really passionate about what we were trying to do in that space, in the fast food space. So our whole concept is, you know, it's all fresh. It's, you know, hormone-free, all natural beef. It's food that I can feed my family and that I can eat, but it's also a, you know, very small
That's
menu.
Convenient.
It's, you know, it's everything that we wanted. And so that's why, you know, for ourselves. So it was really easy to get behind that. And then for In Lieu, it's really kind of that I was trying to fill a need. Like, for me, I really just wanted the tool. Like, I just, I wanted somebody else to build it. This was not my intention, was to create a technology company. Like, for me, I had the idea and I really looked out there, like, surely somebody's built this platform. And I actually like went to different organizations and said, hey, I have this idea. I'll give it to you, you know, just build it.
Right. You didn't even want the credit for it. You're just like, just build this for me, right?
Exactly. And then about a year, I guess last year in April, I looked at my husband and I was like, I'm just going to have to do this myself. Like, I was already there and I wanted it. And I just felt like,
And having already started a business, at least you had some of the tools to, you know, unlike, I'm sure there are people out there who maybe would have the same idea, the same vision, the same passion, but then would just end up letting the idea go. Although one of the things I think we're trying to do here at Word of Mom Radio Network is, you know, to encourage people, to tell people, like, look, here's somebody who never even intended to do this. I think that there's this myth that entrepreneurs are these magical people who had these skills and who knew all their life. And I've certainly known some people who were like that, like who, you know, started the lemonade stand at five and were making money at it and, you know, knew that that was what they were going to do with their life. But I think most of us fell into it by accident.
Almost every
job I've done, and now I also exclusively work for myself, but almost all of them came about through, like you're saying, a need or a passion or something that I wanted to accomplish, and finally it was like, how do I accomplish that?
And I
remember at one time when I had a full-time job running a theater education program, and I'm an actress and a teacher, and those are the radio show is a big passion of mine now, but even that I fell into by accident, and those were my passions. And someone said to me, well, do you like doing that part? I said, no. What I'd really like to be doing is teaching and directing in a program that was run as well as I run my program. But since I haven't found a program that is run properly, I'm running this one. And it's like you. What I really wanted to do was use an app that somebody else created to do this thing that I want to do. But since nobody has one, I'll make one.
Right, exactly. Well, and I tell my kids all the time, you know, passion doesn't equate to skill or experience.
Right.
But sometimes it'll get you further.
Absolutely, because you're motivated.
Right.
And, you know, I'm kind of, it sounds like you and I are kind of more the same person in the development. Like, I need a Patrick sometimes, your husband, because I need that visionary to start it out. But I don't even care. I'll be that one that just, like, actually makes it happen. But sometimes I need that person to help me even focus the vision to what are we trying to make happen, you know?
Exactly.
But once we know what it is, I'll make it happen.
Yes. Well, and I think that that's where we, you know, we're lucky because we do we do complement each other.
Yeah.
And our skill sets. And I tell everybody, you know, he's the architect and I'm the builder. And
right.
So it really works.
It does. It does. And now your kids are learning how to run a business.
Yes, they are. In fact, they probably are sick of us talking about work.
And how old are the kids?
They are 7 and 10, and they're both
mm-hmm.
girls.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, they definitely, now they're starting to give us their opinions on how we should work out our problems that we talk about at the dinner table. So it's been fun.
That's actually excellent, though. How cool is that, that they're actually engaging and interested in it?
Right. Yes, it is great.
That is so cool. That is so cool. So how long has the app actually been out?
So we launched it in March,
mm-hmm.
and so we've been live, I guess, now 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
And it's been great. We've already raised $100,000 in the app.
Wow.
And it's been really good. I mean, we've really gotten a lot of traction here in Austin, where I am. And so now we're kind of hoping to expand it, you know, nationally, because it is, you know, we're not limited to certain territories, since we can, you know, we have access to all the nonprofits in the U.S. So.
Right, right. Wow, cool. Well, I think that's a perfect time to just take a brief pause and say thank you to our sponsors for today. And then we can just, you know, get a little bit more into, you know, how all this is happening and just you and who you are.
Okay, great.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in 4 colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear, to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures are bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feelings. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And I'm back with Kathy Terry of In Lieu. This is Tracy Timmons on the Word of Mom Radio Network. And Kathy's been talking about her incredible app, which is a social giving app, but which also is in some ways, you know, and I started to a thought that that my brain wouldn't come up with the right words for what I even said, because I do find what you're doing very unique, and it's found such a great way to, you know, combine some of the different things that people are trying to do. And it's really incredible, and you were just talking about how you've done really well locally, but obviously it's something that can be used globally. You tap into all the different nonprofits, and obviously you don't have to be in a certain location to use an app. So why don't you let our listeners know how they can get involved and how they can help?
Oh, sure. So first of all, go to the App Store. We have Android and Apple, so you can download it and sign in. And the easiest thing is, I mean, there's 3 main features to the app. So you can make a direct donation. So like if you're at an event or you just get moved by a different cause, you can search them in the database and actually just donate. And it's really quick and easy. It's just a one-page spend. Once you put in your credit card one time, you'd never have to do it again. Mm. And then you have the gift of giving, which basically that's the main feature of the app. That's where you can go to your contacts and find people that you want to give to, or you can type in their name and their phone number if they're not in your contacts, and you can actually tweet them. So if you have their Twitter handle, mm-hmm. you can send them a tweet. And so then you just basically choose the nonprofit, and you customize the message and confirm. And then the last of the three features is create an event. So you can actually create an invitation in the app to, and you can upload a picture, and you can, it can be a live or a virtual event. And you can just ask your friends to give to that cause, either in lieu, you know, for birthdays, or if you're just fundraising for a specific event. So it just will send a link, and that link will take them directly to donating. And you can also, the great thing I love about the app is there's a feature where you can save your favorites. So once you have your profile, you can go in and select the nonprofits that you support. And so that way your friends, when they see you, they can hit your picture and see what nonprofits you support. Or if you're in their contacts, when they select you to gift you, it'll populate those nonprofits. So they don't have to kind of go search. Yeah, so it's really great. I feel like it kind of brings us together as a community, because now I'm getting to see like what causes my friends support.
Right, right.
So that's been really fun. And also for the nonprofits, I feel like it's great too, because then it opens them up to new donors, because now I'm diversifying my giving, because now I'm giving to nonprofits that my friends are supporting.
Right,
so as
right.
a nonprofit, you're getting awareness and exposure to people that normally wouldn't see you. And also, I feel like we're just generating dollars that the nonprofits would normally not get, because this is money that would normally go to like a scented candle or a birthday gift or a holiday card or a gift card. And instead of that, we're now putting that money to impact. And, you know, we've already raised, like I said, $100,000. So I feel like, you know, it's $100,000 that would normally not go to a cause.
Right.
And I was looking at some statistics the other day. I was just astounded at how much money we spend on, you know, those kind of gifts. It's like in the billions.
Wow.
And
wow.
I know. And I just think, wow, if we could just, you know, stop ourselves. The hardest thing I think with this new way of donating is just changing our behavior. Like for me,
yeah.
that's the biggest hurdle I have, because I'm really trying to create culture change.
Right.
Because I'm, you know, so for your listeners, I just want you guys to stop and think about, like, think differently. Like, instead of, you know, running into the grocery store to buy that gift card, think, you know, for me, I just want to rethink giving in general differently. Like, what does my friend support? What are they compassionate about? What are they doing to help? And how can I help to show my friendship? But you have to really stop yourself, because we're
yeah.
so, you know, we're so accustomed to go, you know, write that thank you note or go pick up those fresh cut flowers or, you know, whatever. And so
right.
for me, it's just, that's the hardest thing, is just creating that cultural change.
Right. Right. Definitely. And I don't think you're setting out to, you know, kill the flower industry or the scented candle industry, because people are going to want those things and they're going to have them when they want them. But yeah, there's times when, you know, like you said, it's kind of that last minute, oh my God, I need something, without even any thought put into it. And I know for me personally, I've gone to birthday parties and said, hey, I didn't bring you a gift because I hadn't figured out what I wanted to give you yet. I owe you, you know, because
yeah.
I really want to put thought into it. You know, I'm not that person who'll just run in and grab. No, that's a lie. Sometimes I do. But the point is that I'm a person personally, which is why I'm excited about your app, who's always wanted to put thought into it. I think one of the things I'm known for is that I give gifts that people actually want. You know, I don't just throw those random things at people that everybody gives. Yet, sometimes it's hard, especially if you're limited in a budget. And that's what I love about this, too, is it's literally, it's not like, you know, you could give a $5 donation, a $10 donation, a $100 donation. Like, that can literally be the exact amount of money that you have to spend, as opposed to having to find something within your budget or something like that. That's the other thing I love about this as a gift idea.
Yes, and the thing is nobody really sees the amount you give. It's really all about the gesture.
Right,
so
right.
The amount is never shown in the feed. And the other thing is, for people who haven't downloaded the app actually has a social feed. So it's, you know, it's very similar to Facebook and Venmo, you know, where you can see all the people in the app, and you can actually see the messages. And so you can like it, you can share it, you can give as well. So I feel like it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving, because you can also, you know, kind of tag on to other people's gifts.
Right, right. So again, if you're not even sure what to do, like if you and I are both friends with Susie and you happen to know that Susie supports this cause, and I may not even realize that, but then I'm going to see the message that you did this for Susie, and I'm going to be like, oh, that's what I'll do for Susie too.
Exactly. Exactly. And they get the message, and then they can thank you. They can send a link back to you to thank you. And then they can also go into the social feed and comment as well.
Right, right. Oh, totally cool. Right. So then it's a chance even for someone to say, you know, to come back and give the feedback, wow, this is the most amazing thing. And then it really kind of even gives people that added impetus of, oh, Susie loves this. Susie is really happy that Kathy did this for her. I'm going to do it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome, awesome. So tell me, there has to have been a turning point for you that got you where you are. Tell me about that.
Well, it depends how far back you want to go. But the most recent,
I want the big one, whatever it is. If it was when you were 2, if it was when you were 12, I don't care.
Well, I feel like there's been a lot of people that have come in and out of my life that have definitely made a huge impact on me and definitely steered me in different directions. And for me, I feel like it's all about, you know, being able to see something, you know, I feel like you have to see it to be it kind of mentality. But for me, as a mom and as this, you know, as I grew up, like the pivotal thing that happened to me was probably about 5 years ago. I read this book, and I think it was like a book club book. It was a fiction book, and it was called What Alice Forgot. Mm-hmm. And basically Alice, you know, she's at a spin class, and she falls off her spin bike, and she hits her head and has amnesia. And she wakes up, and she thinks that she's pregnant, just pregnant, in this amazing marriage, you know, kind of still a newlywed phase, that her sister's her best friend, like everything's great. And then she realizes that, no, she has 3 kids. She's in the middle of a bitter divorce. Her sister hasn't talked to her in years. And, like, all these people are coming into her hospital room, and she's looking at them like, oh my gosh, who are you? Like, I don't have anything in common with you. And, or, you know, this is just so awkward. Like, where's my tribe? And so for me, it was like, I closed that book and I told my husband, I was like, oh my gosh, like I kind of got stuck in that whole rat race. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, you know, I just kind of looked at my life differently, looked at my friends differently, looked at my story differently, and just thought, this is a madness, because I was kind of caught up in that whole comparison thing that we do, like trying to keep up with the Joneses, like, oh, I need to live in this house and in this neighborhood, and my kids need to go to this school, and I need to be wearing this clothes, or, you know what I mean? Just kind of felt like I was living this life that wasn't really truly mine. And that's really, I mean, it literally, like, I closed the book and everything changed that day. Like, we literally moved my kids. I mean,
wow.
Not to say it was in a bad neighborhood. I wasn't. I mean, it wasn't, but it just, like, my priorities shifted for me. And so it was just, I was in that mindset of just thinking of things differently. And so when I was running one day and I had to go to a party that night, I realized I didn't have a hostess gift. And that's when I started thinking it through this whole obligatory thing. I was like, wait, this is crazy. Like, we're all just kind of doing this and we don't even know why we're doing it anymore. It's just,
right,
we're doing it because we think we're supposed to. And, you know, God forbid I show up empty handed, you know, what is everybody going to think? And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I'm not going to go down that road. You know, I'm going to do what's important to me. I'm going to do what I think is important to my friend. And, you know, it's like, I tell my kids, you know, especially in the social media world we live in, you know, I mean, I preach to them every day, you know, comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you ever compare yourself to somebody else and feel like you're not good enough or what you're doing is wrong? Because, you know, your intentions are different from your friend's intentions. And plus, you don't know where they're coming from. And, you know, and I tell my kids all the time, you know, don't judge people until you've walked a mile in their shoes. You have no idea what's going on with them. And what we present on the outside usually is not what's in the inside.
Yep.
And so that for me was a huge shift. And now I feel like I maybe have gone too far. Like I told some friends the other day, I said, I feel like I'm turning into that old woman that just kind of says whatever she thinks. And everybody's like in awe, like, oh my God, she just really said that. That's me too. I don't know, maybe if I need to put the filter back on a little bit. Like, I feel like I've kind of taken it off.
Yeah. No, but that's good. And I have to be honest, I don't know if I've gone too far myself, but I've noticed lately that, you know, I don't want to say I have no filter because I think I'm still a kind person. You know, I think I try to be considerate. But there's a level on which if this is the truth and you don't like it, like, I don't care.
Right. Well, I think we all need to live our truth. You know, I think we all would be in a better place and if we did that.
Exactly.
It goes to the whole thing. It's really, you have to be conscious and you have to, it's a mind shift.
Right. Oh, I love it. I love it. That sounds like a great book. I feel like I've heard of that book before too, but I definitely have to put it on my list of must reads, it sounds like. And it is amazing to me though, and I sometimes wonder, you know, I've had a few of those aha moments, some of them just as big and some of them maybe smaller, but just a moment in a play or a book or a movie that really strikes you, which is far beyond, you know, what the intention was of the book or the play or the movie, just that little moment that makes you go, wait a minute about your life. And I always wonder, like, did I need to be in the right space for that in that moment, or did this movie actually do that to me? You know, like, would this have hit me the same? You know, you wonder that.
Right.
But either way, I mean, I think, first of all, like, the book has to be a good book. Like, it wouldn't have been able to strike you that way if it wasn't a good book. And then, you know, probably you were in a place in your life where that message was ripe and ready to be given to you. But I think it's so great. And now, like you say, you're living this life and you've built this life with your husband and your kids, and you're teaching them so much about how to be independent, how to give back. I think it's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the app is In Lieu, just in case anybody needs it. The spelling is INLIEW. The L is capitalized. Wow. I was looking at it and just said that. That's the other thing about getting older, though, the brain fog. Like, you're looking at a U and you think you're saying U and you say W. So let me say that one more time. INLIEW, which is the correct way to spell it. And I know that in your name, the L is capitalized. I don't know if that's important to be able to search the app, but I do just.
No. No, and it actually will come up if you search it two words too. But
okay,
everybody needs to download it.
Yes, absolutely. Download the app, check it out, and as Kathy and I have been talking about, you know, from my perspective, whether you do it through the app or not, you know, just really think about giving. Although certainly it sounds like this app is a great way to do it, and we all need to just be more mindful of taking our time, thinking about what we're doing with our time, with our money, with our energy. And it's a big theme that's been coming up actually here at the Word of Mom Radio Network in terms of all the different people we're talking to and different things. It always kind of blows me away how certain concepts come up over and over again. And I can talk to somebody about a cookbook, and I can talk to somebody about an app, and I can talk to somebody about their diet plan, and I can talk to a political candidate, and yet the same theme comes up in all those conversations. So
yeah.
It's kind of great. And I love it when the theme of giving back comes up, because it's something we should all be doing.
I agree. I totally agree.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want the listeners to know before we say goodbye, Kathy?
No. I do have a little saying that I like to tell people. Can you remember the person you were before the world told you who to be?
I love it. Can you remember who you were before the world told you who to be?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent question. Something to think about.
Yes.
Kathy, thank you so much for sharing. Make today a great day.
Thank you. You too.
I want to thank everyone for listening in to our business spotlight today on Kathy Terry, the developer of the social giving app In Lieu. Please join us tomorrow when our Mindful Healthy Habits show will feature Flexit Pink. They're the two ladies who formed Flexit Pink, which is a group of women that encourage each other on their fitness journeys. And now they have also taken it to the next level where they raise money through virtual runs and other things to give back to communities. It's a really fascinating conversation, and that will be tomorrow on Mindful Healthy Habits. I also just want to mention that we featured Dorian Palumbo, the playwright of divination a few weeks ago on Matinee Monday. And Kevin Clancy from Dark Knight Productions and I both went to see the show on Sunday. And wow, I was really impressed. And we got to hang out with Dorian for a while after the show, which was just a lot of fun. And there is one more weekend, Wednesday through Sunday, coming up at American Theater for Actors at 314 West 54th Street. And it's Wednesday, November 7th through Sunday, November 11th. And it was a really interesting play with some really great, strong female characters. So we do highly recommend it. On behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, Tracy Timmons, I want to remind you to please be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. And as we so often do, we'll close out today's show with the great song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass to remind you that the brave, bold, strong, sure, true woman, she is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you. Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.